My Generation celebrates rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. All details on the My Generation Facebook page. It's time to catch up.
I'm Dangerous Dave, and the first details of Coldplay's new album were revealed earlier this month when the band mailed hand-signed notes to 500 Coldplay fans around the world. This week, their eighth release, Everyday Life, has just dropped, and we're very excited to have this guy on the show. Welcome to My Generation, Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Thank you, Dangerous Dave.
And a big hello from Australia as well. You have a massive following here, and you must have great memories of coming to the land down under.
Well, I've got to tell you, man, we do love it, and there's no other way of saying it. And we're just very grateful that anyone remembers, because we go and then we disappear for a few years and then we come back, and it's a very generous audience over there.
Do you remember the first time you came out here? Because I'd imagine, you know, growing up in the UK, your knowledge of Australia would be Home and Away and Neighbours. I mean, was it what you would imagine when you came here?
Well, kind of. And we first came for the big day out in 2001. It was like going to high school for the first time. First of all, we were in Australia, learning all about that. Secondly, we were on this sort of bus and playing with all these other acts who'd been all over the, you know, it was such a mix of people. We just really fell in love with the place and the people.
You mentioned before that you disappear. You're a band that are good at doing that. You do these massive tours, the albums come out, and then you sort of go away for a while, and we get this sort of itch that we want to get some more Coldplay in our ears, and here you are again with your eighth album. Is that something that you do deliberately to go away and record and take some time?
Well, Dave, first of all, thanks for being so sweet. And second of all, I think it might be a British thing of never want to overstay your welcome, and I don't know. It just sort of happens naturally. I think there's a hibernation mentality in the band that we feel, okay, we've been out and about, so we should probably go and hide for a while.
Is there a bat phone that rings and it's Will, Johnny and Guy go, oh, it's time to do it, it's time to get back in the studio, we've got an itch that needs to be scratched?
I wish there was a phone like that. But although, to be fair, Will, our drummer today, said to me, He really was looking forward to touring again, which he hasn't said for a bit.
The band's just performed the album in Jordan, streaming live on YouTube to mark release day. We're celebrating with superstar Chris Martin, who's on the show. I'm a big fan. Remember buying Parachutes back in the early 2000s. Your live shows are incredible, and the possibility of touring is super exciting. You play stadiums of like 50 or 60,000 people. You own the crowd, Chris. That's such an impressive skill. What's it like?
Well, thanks, Dave. Every answer I'm giving is very conscious of the fact that some people love us and some people don't. For example, the last time we were in Australia, the only piece of press I saw was a guy who lived outside the stadium in Brisbane complaining that we'd ruined his evening, and I felt terrible. And
That's
it made
awful.
Me feel like, okay, we should probably leave. But in answer to your question, and I apologize to that gentleman, in answer to your question, I think a key thing for me is that a long time ago, I had a teacher who said, when you look at a crowd, don't just see a crowd, but see individuals. And remember that that's just a whole bunch of individuals. Some have come from school, some have come from work, and some have saved up, and some have traveled miles. And when you start thinking about it like that, you can't help but pour everything into it, or we can't help it. It just would feel wrong to be anything other than totally committed. And that's the only thing I can say in our defence, is that we might not be the best dancers or whatever, but we always pour everything into it.
So is a tour something you're thinking about now the album's out, or you're getting the album out now and you worry about that later?
Yeah, we're not going to tour this album because we have some other stuff to do. We asked YouTube if we could do a broadcast with them, which we're doing on the day that the album comes out. And so we're only doing like 6 performances at all. But we are thinking about touring, but just not quite yet.
And you're a guy who likes to go for a surf as well. Do you still do, you know, because you live in California these days, or most of your time there, do you get much time to get out in the surf and have a play?
I go in the ocean a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes just to swim, and I find it immediately humbling.
Yeah.
Nothing brings you down from a big tour or something, more than like, okay, I might not survive this wave, or, you know,
yes,
I better be careful here. Or you're very much aware of your place in the universe and on the planet. And
I find kids are the same as well, Chris. Kids are very grounding, aren't they? I mean, they're the great leveller.
Yeah. Yep.
Everyday Life is the new record. It's a double album, which there's a sunrise and a sunset. Is the both the sunrise and sunset, are they completely different kind of styles, or are they all mashed in together?
It's all a bit of a mishmash.
Right, okay.
I would say maybe the first half, Sunrise, is a little bit more about the tangles that one gets into in life.
Yeah.
And the second half is a little bit more about maybe how to navigate those things. And I haven't yet become very good at talking about the album, I'm sorry.
That's totally cool. The Orphans is a great song, which we're going to play here on My Generation. And I feel like this is a bit of a song of optimism, or is that where your head's at? I mean, because, you know, the world's a pretty messed up place. It can get a bit crazy, but, you know, there is a lot of good in the world as well.
Well, my view on that would be that there's always been crazy stuff happening all over the world every day. It's just now that we get to see it more on social media and on 24-hour news.
Mm.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because to be aware of something is much better than to not be aware of it.
Yes.
The flip side is that you can sometimes get really despondent.
Mm.
But the truth is exactly what you're saying, that most of the time, 99.9% of people are just getting on with their day, and they're falling in love, and they're looking after their kids, and they're doing this and doing that. And there's always so much reason to be optimistic. And I feel like if you had social media 500 years ago, you'd be even more appalled that was going on.
Right. That is so true. So when you're writing songs, I mean, you know, you start with a blank piece of paper and you've got nothing there. I mean, where do these songs come from? Is it when you're travelling, or you're spending time with the kids? Or, I mean, I find it fascinating that you can create something out of nothing.
Well, I think this guy's Australian, but there's a writer called Tim Winton who wrote a book called Breath. Do you know that book?
Yes, I do, yes.
I think it's from that, but Will, our drummer, sent me a passage from it a few years ago. He said, I think you'll like this, and it was basically equating songs and music to surfing, and really that's how I think of songs. I feel like you sit and you wait, and you have to learn the craft, and you have to be fit and everything, but the song itself is like a wave. You don't know really where it comes from, and it's its own thing, and your job is just to catch it and do your best with it. And certainly are good songs, I feel that way about. They just sort of appear, but you have to be there to catch them, if that makes any sense at all.
Well, mate, thank you so much for having a chat with us on My Generation. We do love you down here in Australia, and make sure you swing by when you come back to Australia sometime soon, mate. Really appreciate the chat.
Well, the feeling is really mutual, and I'm so grateful for everyone there that is so nice to us. And thanks, Dave. Speak to you soon.
My Generation. Tune in for Rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. Details on the My Generation Facebook page.